I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Growing protests in New York and across the country, growing reaction to the Eric Garner grand jury decision. Let's get started. The death of Eric Garner and the grand jury's decision, obviously the prime motivators for what we're seeing, with more general complaints about police misconduct, the backdrop to it all. Now, every year, the city of New York writes checks for tens of millions of dollars to settle lawsuits against the NYPD, just like many other cities do. According to New York's comptroller, in 2011, the city paid out $185.6 million in settlements and claims against the department. The Garner family has already signaled that it intends to file suit, and we'll talk to two of Mr. Garner's children, two of his daughters, and their attorney tonight. Joining us right now is the city of New York's top attorney, Corporation Counsel Zachary Carter. In an earlier job, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Mr. Carter prosecuted police officers in the Abner Louima case. Thank you so much for being with us. Is the position of New York City right now that justice was served in this grand jury proceeding?
No, I don't believe. Now, the city hasn't taken a position as to whether or not justice was served in this grand jury proceeding. There are processes yet to be resolved. As you know, the federal government has, the Department of Justice announced that they had an ongoing review, and now have a parallel, an independent investigation that's ongoing to determine whether or not there are federal civil rights charges that can be brought on the basis of the available evidence.
As I said, you were involved in the Abner Louima case from the larger perspective. What did you learn from that? What did you take to this case?
Well, I mean, those are very, very different cases. I think that were where the actions of the officers were the motivations appear
right.
to be quite different. I mean, here, as you'll recall, the police commissioner said at the very outset that he believed that there was a prohibited chokehold that was applied, and certain consequences appeared to have flown from that, and we can see that as evidenced by the videotape. And so this is a very different circumstance in terms of the quality of proof that's available.
In terms of, for the federal government to make a case, just from a legal standpoint, is the bar much higher? Is it much more difficult? Because in many other cases, people have said, look, the best chance for an indictment, if an indictment is in fact what you want, is at the state level, at the city level, not necessarily the federal level. Do you think that's the case here?
Unfortunately, it is. That's the reality. Under state law, because among the culpable mental states are negligence and recklessness, which are less culpable states than acting intentionally. Mm. There were more charging options at the state than there'll be available under federal civil rights law, which requires at least an intention, deliberate intent to deprive someone of their civil rights.
I want to play something that we've heard from the head of the Policemen's Benevolent Association about the mayor and about how the city has handled this. I want to play that for our viewers.
What police officers felt yesterday after that press conference is that they were thrown under the bus, that they were out there doing a difficult job in the middle of the night protecting the rights of those to protest, protecting our sons and daughters, and the mayor was behind microphones like this, throwing them under the bus.
Being critical of comments that the mayor made yesterday, I'm wondering, I mean, you're a former prosecutor, you have a great appreciation, obviously, for what the police do. Is the city being supportive of the police?
The city is being absolutely supportive of the police. What I heard the mayor saying was that he was being extraordinarily complimentary of how the police was handling these entirely peaceful demonstrations. He was suggesting that he understood the frustration of those protesters and admired the fact that in situations that would have torn other cities apart, that we had extraordinarily diverse crowds last evening, and it seems to be replicated this evening, of New Yorkers who seem to be united by this tragedy, not divided by it, and determined to protest peacefully. And you have a New York City Police Department that is respecting their rights to protest, that's not being unnecessarily confrontational, and acting in the best tradition of professionalism. And I think it's a tribute to the leadership of both the mayor and Police Commissioner Bratton that it's being handled this way.
Oh, Zachary Carter, I appreciate you being on. Thank you very much.